Pochette Audio presents Tranny, Confessions of Punk Rock's Most Infamous Anarchist Sellout. Written by Laura Jane Grace, with Dan Ozzie. Read by Laura Jane Grace. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of bonus material. For Evelyn. Chapter 1, Walking is Still Honest. It was 1985, and I was 5 years old, still young enough to think the lyrics to Madonna's song Material Girl were, I'm a Cheerio Girl. I stood in the glow of the television in my family's living room, watching her movements in stunned, silent awe. My parents liked music, but weren't fanatical about it. My father enjoyed country, and in particular Willie Nelson, while my mother's favorite was Diana Ross and the Supremes. But something about this pop star spoke to me. Watching Madonna get into the groove, I was completely mesmerized. Her dirty blonde hair was moussed and frizzed to perfection. Her neon and black clothes were ripped and torn to accentuate her curves. Her chunky bracelets and necklaces sparkled and jangled against her arms and neck as she moved to the beat. I reached out my hand and touched her on the screen. That's me, I thought, clear as day. I wanted to do that. I wanted to be that. This sense of wonderment was cut short by confusion. Suddenly I realized that I would never be her, that I could never be her. Madonna was a girl, a confident symbol of femininity, singing and dancing on stage in a short skirt and high heels. I was just a small boy living in a ranch house on an army base in Fort Hood, Texas.